And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news is brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on North Van Dyke in Bad Axe. On Wednesday, January 21st, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement in response. Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislator to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify. And I again call on lawmakers to act now to seek to protect some of their most vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice. And in other news, the Tuscola County Election Commission has declined proposed recall language targeting two Mayville village officials. During a meeting Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning village president Kristen Valentine and trustee Beau Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's office. The recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The petition sponsor now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. And a new report from state lawmakers delivers a sharply critical review of Michigan State Police leadership, accusing top commanders of fostering a toxic internal culture that has driven down morale and trust across the agency. The document, compiled by the Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee, alleges abuses of power, misuse of taxpayer resources, questionable personnel moves, and a pattern of retaliation tied to Director Colonel James Grady and his deputy, Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe. The report says morale among troopers is at historic lows and notes overwhelming no-confidence votes last year from unions representing rank and file, as well as command officers, which lawmakers cite as evidence of a deep leadership crisis. It criticizes abrupt demotions and reassignments of veteran staff, claiming favoritism in promotions, and raises concerns about an over-reliance on Brimacombe, who the report says was investigated multiple times over alleged misconduct, including misuse of a state vehicle and retaliation against colleagues. According to the findings, Grady has made major decisions without input from senior staff, including allegedly approving improper bonuses for himself and Brimacombe, contributing to what the report describes as dysfunction and a shift towards self-preservation over performance within the department. Legislative Republicans argue these conditions threaten public safety and have renewed calls for leadership changes, while noting Brimacombe has since announced plans to retire. In response, Grady maintains that his focus remains on supporting troopers and serving the public, pointing to reductions in violent crime under his tenure as evidence the agency continues to fulfill its mission. While Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office has reiterated confidence in Grady, citing his leadership in crime statistics despite the report in prior union no-confidence votes. On January 22, 2026, at 7:19 p.m., officers with the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of a physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived on scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards officers. Officers took cover and established the perimeter around the residence, and additional resources immediately respond to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds towards officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located a male subject who appeared to be unresponsive in upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during the incident, and it remains under investigation. No additional information is available at this time. And we will be right back after a message from our sponsor.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At Mackenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With Mackenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of BedEx or go to mackenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of BedEx.
Mackenzie Jewelers of BedEx, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Mackenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we are back. That was your news for the hour. I've got your weather here at the station. There are no cancellations at this time, but we will always keep you up to date on cancellations. You can also go to thumbnet.net to view those online. Right now, here at the station, it is currently 16 degrees. With winds coming out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour, and a wind chill finally going up a little bit to 6 degrees.